How good it is to see each of you on this Independence Day, and actually for the first Sunday, to really see most of you because we're not covered with masks. Just a reminder that we have said that you need not wear a mask while we are together worshiping, but we are also very respectful of those who choose to wear masks for a variety of reasons, and we ask you to be tuned into that as we are together in community. As always, we hope you know that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. Just a few important announcements this morning. VBS is underway. You know this year that during the summer it is a summer-long activity, each month with a luggage that the children will pick up and take with and work on during the month, and then at the end of the month, an evening celebration. If your child or grandchild has not yet gotten their luggage for July, it is in the back, in the narthex, on a cart. Take a box for the child or children that you need to take them to, and then Pastor Addy will be reminding us of the end of the month when they will gather together outside for festivities and goodies. Also a reminder, if this is your first Sunday worshiping in person with us since we resumed worship in June, and only if this is your first Sunday, would you take a moment to grab one of the little cards in the pew rack that says in-person worship attendance, fill that out, and just leave it laying on the pew. If you've been here previously during the month, and in June, no need to fill it out again, okay? Only if this is your first time here among us in person. And I think those are the only announcements this morning. So as we gather for worship, I'm going to invite you to join with me in taking a deep, slow breath. Breathe in God's presence here in this place. Hold on to it. Let the awareness of God among us calm your spirit. Let that presence allow you to let go of the distractions that may be around you or the worries you have brought with you. Breathe those things out. And may we together, as community, be very aware of God in our midst as we worship. Amen.
Our theme this morning is sent with power. Power is one of those words that makes me a little nervous because power is powerful stuff. It's attractive and addictive. It can be all-consuming, and it can be so easily abused. But if used wisely and humbly and with God's guidance and grace, power has the power to change everything. That's what Christ did, the ultimate example of sent with power. But if we're paying attention, he also teaches us what to do with power. We can tell a lot about a person by what they do when they have power, can't we? Jesus, who had both God-given power and earned power of the people's trust, chose to use that power to empower others. He chose to lift up the downtrodden, feed the hungry, heal the sick, clothe the naked, give voice to the voiceless, protect the most vulnerable. On this July 4th, in addition to our celebrating, we as individuals, as a community, as a nation, have the responsibility to ask ourselves some important questions. What will we do with our power and privilege? Has it been handed to us because of where we live or what we have or the color of our skin? Or has it been earned through trust and acts of integrity and justice? Who are we empowering with our power? Whose voices are we amplifying? Who is the power that we are lifting up? Who is our power feeding, healing, clothing? Are we using our power and privilege wisely and humbly and with God's guidance and grace? If our answers to those questions are vastly different than those of Christ, we have work to do. And we do have work to do. But we pray for God's wisdom in the midst of it, God's guidance in the midst of it, God's grace in the midst of it. As we ponder these questions in our hearts, as we do the work together this day, even now, as we gather together in this place to worship, in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join me as we pray our prayer of confession together that's printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. God, your word and your actions tell us time and time again that your power is made perfect in our weakness. In a culture that values personal independence and strength, however, it is hard for us to imagine boasting about our own vulnerability. Forgive us, God, for the times when we spend our energy trying to speak and step over you, so that we can raise our own voices and flex our own muscles and do things our own way. Forgive us for believing that we have to be tough if we want to get ahead and gain the power that so many are hungry for in this life. Remind us that your grace is enough for us. It is all the power that our tender hearts need. Fill our spirits, our bodies, and our lives with that grace, God, so that we might be sent out into the world, empowered by you to empower others. Amen. Our alternative lectionary text from 2 Corinthians says it perfectly. God's grace is sufficient for us. It is enough. It is all we need. The gift of God's forgiveness and mercy is freely given, but worth more than anything. Receive these powerful gifts this day, and may we use them to empower others along the way. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, the 6th chapter. We are picking up exactly where we left off last Sunday. And just to refresh your memories, last Sunday we focused on Jesus healing not only a woman who had been hemorrhaging for 12 years, but a synagogue leader's 12-year-old daughter. It is on the heels of that story, those stories, that we pick up today. Jesus left that place and came to his hometown of Nazareth, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter's son, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. These are God's words for us. May God grant us wisdom beyond our own to understand them and to find ways to apply them to our lives today. Amen.